You're listening to the Narnia Web Council. I'm your host, Rillian, and welcome back. We've got a lot of great news today, so we're going to go ahead and jump right in. And we have with us today, Starcat. Welcome, Starcat. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
And again, we have Glumpuddle. Glumpuddle, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me again, Rillian.
Well, we've got quite a bit of exciting news, I think. Very interesting news, I thought, and I'm not really sure what we should cover first.
Well, why don't we start with the news that the production has secretly begun on Dawn Treader.
Oh, yeah. We know that Dawn Treader has started filming, and let's see, I think we have a director name, don't we?
Yes, I believe it's Peter Jackson, or at least that's what the rumor is.
Well, that's interesting. Glumfuddle, Starcat, what are your thoughts on this?
On Peter Jackson? I think he'll do a good job. He did a good job with the sea scenes in Lord of the Rings on the boat.
Yeah, I always thought, the Voyage of Dawn Treader is somewhat of a more, it's in some ways darker, and I think that his experience in movies like Brain Dead and kind of zombie movies would probably be a good element for Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
The only thing I might be a little worried about is how gruesome he would make the sea serpent. That might scare a few people.
How about you, Glummy? What do you think?
Well, I think that most of us will agree that Voyage to the Dawn Treader is a very graphic book, probably the most graphic of the entire series. But I think that Jackson's a great choice because, obviously one of the common criticisms of first Narnia film is that it's a little too close to the book. So I think it'd be great to see Peter Jackson.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they're going to be filming exactly at the same time as Prince Caspian. In fact, they've already started Voyage to the Dawn Treader before. I guess they have started Prince Caspian now, but I thought that was interesting. Do they have an actor for Eustace?
I think they do, but let's see. Go ahead, Gonzalo.
Well, go ahead. Well, it's. I think this pretty much explains why they cast Ben Barnes so old to begin with. It's because they're shooting Dawn Treader and Caspian pretty much at the same time, it appears. So, it's, even though a lot of us thought he was too old to play Caspian, that decision's looking pretty good right now.
Well, we also have a lot of news on from Big Idea Productions. They are apparently following up their Lord of the Rings spoof with Chronicles of Cornia, I think is the name. And I'm not sure what the release date on that is, if they've set one, but that's looking to be very interesting.
Well, I know a lot of fans are excited about this, but I'm just a little bit skeptical of it because, I think that VeggieTales is kind of inappropriate, especially for Christians, and it just seems to me that this is a little bit, I just don't think, this is something that C.S. Lewis would approve of, and, I'm pretty skeptical about this at this point.
Are you afraid of maybe some of the...
I am as well, I have to say that.
Are you afraid of maybe some of the content might be too mature for Christians?
Yeah, I think that since VeggieTales, their primary audience are ages 30 and over. I think that trying to put Narnia in a VeggieTales video is a little bit inappropriate. But maybe with Peter Jackson's vision, maybe it won't be. Maybe they would. His vision would be quite appropriate so we'll have to see what happens, of course.
Oh, does he have influence over the Chronicles of Cornia? I wasn't sure if he was working with them.
Oh, no. I was just saying that Peter Jackson, his movie might be for an older age group, so that might actually work with The Chronicles of Cornea.
Yeah, I thought, what was the other one with the other one they did with for Lord of the Rings?
The Lord of the Beans.
That's right.
That one was actually very funny. I enjoyed that one a lot. But the Chronicles of Cornea does sound a bit over the top.
Yeah, well, you know, it's big idea. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're saying it's big idea, and, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things a lot of people said about the first film is that they made Narnia so epic, like the battle, for example, when a lot of people didn't really picture it that big. So having big idea do Narnia is a little bit alarming, I think.
Can you say that last comment again?
No, it was stupid.
Okay.
Well, there are two other Prince Caspian pieces of news that have come out. We've got, it's been announced that the role of Gwendolyn has been cast.
Now, explain for us real quick who Gwendolyn is in the book, because she is a book character.
Yeah. Gwendolyn is one of the young girls when Susan and Lucy are traveling with Aslan, they meet up with her.
And who's been cast?
Mary-Kate Olsen has actually been cast on that role.
Yeah, well, that's interesting that, with Mary-Kate Olsen, and... we have to move on, so if our listeners want to find more information there, they can go ahead to narniaweb.com and click on the link. And also, really big news today is the first teaser trailer has been released. And I don't know what you guys thought, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, obviously we got to be sensitive. I was actually kind of surprised at the number of people who want to stay spoiler-free, but so I won't spoil it for anybody, but I think it looks all right. I know I'm supposed to be the skeptic, but, you know, there's one shot in particular in there that's sure to cause a lot of discussion, and so, which, you know, can spoil it for anybody, but certainly this is going to start a lot of controversy. But overall, I think the film may be up to be okay.
Oh, yeah, is that the one shot about right towards the very end with the you-know-what?
We know what, you know. If you've seen the trailer, you know what we're talking about. But
I know what you're... Oh, yes,
it could
indeed.
Be a huge change, or it could be a small addition. It implies a lot, but, you know, I hope we're not tempting any spoiler people who want to stay speed.
Starcat, what do you think of it?
Well, I'm a little more of a technical side. I was paying more attention to the CGI than anything else. And there wasn't that much because, yeah, it's a teaser trailer. But the couple of glimpses that you did catch, it was really clean and very well integrated into the shot. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I thought the... I was good. I thought the CG bunnies were particularly impressive.
It's definitely an improvement over the Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe.
I never really... Visual effects don't usually satisfy me, so they look all right for a trailer, but I'm still expecting a little more out of the finished film.
Well, I can echo that, but it was fun to see the cast in there. And I thought the facial... I thought the haircut for the Telmarines was a little... It was interesting, but kind of unique, you know?
Well, I know on Narnia Web, in general, on Narnia Web, we like to stay away from Lord of the Rings comparisons, so, but those haircuts, I think, kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it did bring to mind a couple shots from Lord of the characters from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
This is definitely going to be interesting to see on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. And you can go to narniaweb.com to view the trailer, or the link to the trailer. And, well, our next piece of news is something actually not so much something we found, but more of a piece of news that we at Narnia Web have made up. And I think the original ideas for this began at around 6 months ago. And some of us started putting it together, the idea of a Narnia-themed summer camp. And so today we are announcing that in 2008 we will be starting up Camp Narnia Web. And a lot of us here from staffed at Narnia Web will be staffed at the camp there, and we're thrilled about this.
Yes, we are. The camp is located in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Because we chose that location because the variety of the terrain that you have. You've got the forest, you've got lakes, you've got rivers, you've got snow, you've got green. It all depends on what time of year and what elevation you're at. And the camp covers enough area that there are a variety of elevations as well. There's actually snow at the top of the peak of one of the mountains that are on the property.
How much acreage is it?
I'm trying to remember. I want to say it's actually pretty expansive. I honestly can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it's up there. First, Glumpuddle, why don't you just kind of talk about what you're going to be doing there and give us an example of what you'll be doing at the camp.
Well, I was asked and agreed to teach Narnian history, which using the timeline as a starting point, which I know will excite you really. I know you're a big fan of the timeline and everything.
I read that every day.
Yeah, it's really it is a essential piece of Narnia, and certainly Narnia history. And actually, it's a lot of research I've been doing a lot of research into Narnian history for another project that we're working on for Narnia Web that I can't reveal just now. But so it's actually been pretty easy to just take some of that research and use it for this class. But obviously, a lot of people know I'm really pat about all the details and everything about Narnia. So this is my cup of tea right here.
Yeah, and I will be doing sword introduction and also some archery. But I think Shadowlander and I actually, I don't really, you know, he's a nice guy. I don't really like to talk about it. We're cutting each other's throats a little bit on who would get to do the sword play, you know, who would get to teach. And what we decided was I would do broadsword, rapier, fencing, which is basically unarmored combat. And that's where I would focus and teach, and I would also handle archery, while as he would handle the armored combat and jousting. And I think we start sword training at around 8 years old, broadsword, and for jousting, due to liability concerns, we can't start the kids on, you know, horseback and all the armor and the lances. We can't start them on that until they're around 10. So that's
And for the younger kids and for the older kids, y'all and I will be teaching basic horsemanship classes. That way, when they do get older and they come back to another session, they will have a better familiarity with the horseback riding portion of the jousting, so that won't have to be quite so much of a worry.
Yeah. And it is rigorous training, because we feel that to be accurate, we don't use any special protection or fancy masks or anything. It's all the way they would have trained in Narnia, and we are, of course, very careful with our training. Trumpkin and Edmund sparred they had armor on, but you know, they didn't have any special stuff on, so they were careful, and we'll be careful too.
Exactly. We've got several other classes already lined up besides just the swordsmanship, archery, and horseback riding, and of course the Narnian history. Coracle will be working with the campers on canoeing, both in canoes and in coracles. We've actually had about four of them built specifically for the camp. That way, some of the kids can experience what Rupichi felt when he was using the coracle that they found on during the Dawn Treader voyage. Mm-hmm. Hallrander and Jim Fan will be teaching graphics and photography. Both of them are excellent at what they do. Dewey has agreed to teach Narnian poetry classes. She's an excellent writer, and she had her own site for a while, but has taken it down to get ready for teaching the classes. Sewing and costuming will be taught by moderators Philo and Lady Eowyn. I've seen some of the stuff that they've created for their costumes and for the Wardrobe Door, the website, and it's fantastic. They're wonderful teachers, and they are ready and able to start teaching youngsters how to sew and what goes into creating costumes like that. And of course, our own CPLOT will be teaching first aid. That way, if anyone gets into trouble, everyone will know what to do. Last but not least, after dark, Stargazer will be teaching astronomy for those who are interested in both the Earth night sky and the Narnian night sky. It's only a partial list. There are other classes being offered, but at the moment, this is what we decided we were going to go ahead and release as to what the classes were.
So, again, we are very excited about the Camp Narnia Web, and if you would like more information or if you would like to sign up, we do advise you do so today, since it will get filled up fairly quickly, we expect, and we do have a fairly small capacity set up right now that we're expecting. So go to narniaweb.com for that. And finally, before we close, there is an interesting book announcement that Glumpuddle has for us. Glumpuddle, go ahead.
Okay, we know that next spring they're going to be releasing a Narnia edition of The Purpose-Driven Life, which, of course, I'm sure everyone would agree that the main theme of all the Narnia books is trying to find one's purpose in life, particularly in a strange land. And we all feel like we're in a strange land at times.
Oh, yeah.
But the interesting thing that most people don't know is actually they are planning on trying to get The Purpose-Driven Life made into a movie at some point. I believe Ralph Winter is producing it. Don't quote me on that, though. And so wondering if it's, is this some sort of promotion for Narnia, or is it more of a promotion for the Purpose-Driven Life film, or perhaps both? But I know that a lot of people are excited about the idea of Purpose-Driven Life and Narnia together, which I don't really know a lot about Purpose-Driven Life, so I can't say too much, but I think most people would agree that I tend to side with the majority on Narnia Web, so I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, I also have not read the book, but I've heard it's very interesting, so we will definitely have to follow up on that. So, with all this news, I think we've covered quite a bit. Certainly got some good stuff set up for our listeners and for them to discuss in the forums. So, we're going to get back to work on setting up Camp Narnia Web. And Glumpuddle and Starcat, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So you guys take care, and I'll see you all at Camp Narnia Web.
You know it.
Ditto.
So be sure to check out the forums and narniaweb.com today for all the news concerning Camp Narnia Web and the cast. And also, don't forget to check out the Cheezer trailer. And if you have any feedback, feel free to email me at rillian@narniaweb.com. And until next time, I'm your host, Rillian. Thanks for listening.